This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas. And yes, we are very much live on FUBAR Radio. I'm your host, Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
Guys, we have got a jam-packed show for you. So we are going to be getting all the tea fresh from the Love Island Villa. We've got Mr. Reuben Collins in the house.
Oh, yes.
We're here for it.
I know. I can't wait. We just met him briefly and he's so handsome.
We got a little bit of content for the socials.
Oh, yeah.
Such a lovely guy. So looking forward to sitting down and grilling him. All with love.
Yes.
But
yes,
we want the tea. Let's have it right. And then we're joined in the studio by drag queen legend Kitty Scott Claus. Mm. Now, guys, those that have been here before and our regulars that tune in, week out, love ya. You know that we start the show with a little bit of showbiz gossip. And we've got one of our all-time faves. We've got Lottie in the house and she's going to be spilling the tea on what's going down in showbiz town.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Lottie.
How are we? It's good to be back. There is so much going on this week.
What a week,
I'm overwhelmed. There was so much. But we obviously have to start with the biggest story of the day, which is Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. They're getting divorced.
Oh, we saw it coming.
I mean, are we surprised?
I know. But like Ben's poor little face on every red carpet he was dragged to.
I said,
he's not going to last too long,
no.
Is he?
No.
And there's been rumours in our world for a while. Especially like there was that whole time when she was cancelling dates for the tour. And like everyone was like, when are they just going to say he was packed getting a rent in a... Love we say renting, I think it's like 50 or thousands and thousands of pounds, not a month.
Yeah.
He's just going to go and rent a little place, about
Airbnb.
£12 million.
Airbnb.
He's just going to go travel lunch.
But they haven't been seen together in ages, have they?
No.
I think it was like June they kind of headed out, so people were like, oh, maybe they're still back together. But they're not. She filed divorce for divorce today, and I think it's been 2 years since their kind of like official ceremony.
Oh.
So
what
maybe it's been done on purpose.
A
2 year anniversary, it just so happens, but is that coincidental? I feel like maybe that's something J-Lo would do, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a shock.
I mean, it could be. But I think coincidental, there's 300... And, I'm trying to do my Carol of Alderman maths. Yeah, there's 364 other days in the year. What's the chances?
Oh, I'm glad you got that right.
So am I, because, blimey, I get invited on Countdown anytime soon.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And she... Apparently, they didn't have a prenup in place, reportedly.
Oh,
so,
what?
I mean, yeah.
We reckon... Let's just have a little guess here. Who do we think's worth more?
Well,
no, it's about money, it's about love.
So I'll let you two guess.
I'm going to say J-Lo.
Are
you? Well, reportedly, it's the exact same. They both have the exact same $150 million each. But I thought that J-Lo would be worth more.
Same.
I don't know why. You know, she's been around for so long.
And
since
she
Jenny's
has
block.
Other avenues, like perfumes and, you know. Like, I don't know, endorsements. He just does movies.
In showbiz world, and I know what you mean, you go, is that all? But we kind of need to take it out of Hollywood, LA and showbiz. £150 million.
A lot.
It's a lot of dough.
It is. Think of all the Freddos you could buy with that. Do you know what I mean?
And the Kinder Buenos.
All of it. You could buy everything.
Yeah.
But apparently it means, so I didn't actually know what it means. If you didn't have the prenuptial agreement in place, whatever earnings or profit they made during their 2 year marriage is community property.
Community property.
Yeah.
So they divide it between them.
Well, I assume so, yeah.
Like a kitty.
Well, I don't know really what it
community.
Means. That's what I thought. I thought it was just pumped back into the community.
The community household, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I thought council tax.
Yeah, Bobby, I was the exact same. I was like, wow.
The government
fucking I would want to be their neighbours. 2 years worth of council tax.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it is sad. I think people will be sad. I mean, hopefully they won't try a third time. You never know.
J-Lo. Ben has done fuck all in 2 years.
Yeah.
She's done a movie, a documentary.
Yeah.
She's plugged so much of her own money into these, like... Huge projects.
Little projects.
So I'd imagine he's going to come out Trumps on that. Like,
she's a grafter.
Yeah. She always has been, hasn't she? That's where she's got
She's a hustler, baby.
She's Jenny from the block.
But again, all alleged, as we know, and rumour mill. But there have almost been like little whispers, people saying that he doesn't like... He's kind of shying away, even though he's a movie star.
Yeah.
It just sounds ironic to say it loud. But he doesn't like the showbiz side of things.
He never
which
has.
I completely get.
Yeah.
There are people that are famous and celebrities that don't like... You don't see him going to Sainsbury's and getting a chicken and bacon and a bag of McCoy's. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, Ben is kind of the celebrity who goes and gets his own like Dunkin' Donuts. Have you seen these packets where he looks...
He's kidnapped all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, and he holds so much stuff in those man hands. Yeah. He has like Dunkin' Donuts, he has coffees, he has car keys, and it's piled on. And I'm like,
but they don't look like he's set them up, because he's never, unless he just really doesn't know what time it is, he's not setting up good paps.
It's really not. But why is he always papped with his ex-wife as well? Have you noticed all the time in her driveway, picking up the kids or vice versa? They're always papped together.
What are we speculating? Yeah. Do you reckon someone's leaking?
You never know. I mean, that's what I'd say. I would say.
There's a rumour they're going to get back together.
Do you think?
No. Well,
they're very friendly. They're very friendly.
And they seem more friendly now that, you know, he remarried.
She's
like, oh, he's off my hands. I can be nice to him again.
And I think this is alleged place that he's renting is up the road from the other Jen.
He loves a Jen, doesn't he? I've just realised that.
And is she still single? Jennifer Garner.
Oh, gosh, guys, I don't know, you know. I'll have to look into that one. She might be, yeah. But they're very friendly, aren't they?
Watch this space.
Watch this space. But it's a sad day for Bennifer fans all round. That's all I'll say.
What's your thoughts, girls? Before we just move on quickly, like in terms of, because I think this is a tricky one. You can be in showbiz and kind of want to have a bit of a private life, but this isn't like their first rodeo. They've been together 20-odd years ago. He knows J-Lo's fucking J-Lo, do you know what I mean? There ain't many people that are globally famous with three letters. Yeah. Even Cher's got four. Do you know what I mean? You're J-Lo.
Yeah. J-Lo, yeah.
So to kind of get with someone and marry someone and go, do you know what, let's have a little quiet life and like retire to the country. It's never going to happen with J-Lo.
It's not on the cards for them. But I think there's the acceptance, isn't it? It kind of comes with it, which is sad for her, because if she does want to move away from the spotlight or the limelight, how is that ever going
to
happen?
I don't think she wants to. I don't think so. It's J-Lo. I don't either.
I think they're just a wrong match.
Because he
needs somebody quiet who's not into like pat pics and walking red carpets. But J-Lo lives for that.
But there was a viral TikTok video the other day, and she's, you know, going, she's so shocked that the paps are there, and she's saying, please get away, I don't want any pictures.
Oh my god, but did she ever see her outside, like she was in the Hamptons.
Exactly, and she kind of stopped and then went like, it was almost as if she went like action. So it was like everyone was saying maybe she organised it. It's a tricky one though.
But there has been that little thing circulating on social that that a pap obviously took, but obviously, you know, nowadays, like, technology's evolved. It's no longer just pap shots. They're filming footage. And there's this really awkward moment of him opening the door for her of a car, and then kind of slatting, like, you know, when you're, like, calling up Halfords on the way, going, fuck, we need a couple of inches for this car. But, you know, like, if looks, I think sometimes, I think Ronan Keating said it, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
Yes, that's it.
And you can read it on people's face. So I'm not shocked, but I do think when any relationship breaks up, whether showbiz or not, I think it's always a sad thing, especially when it's like kids and
totally.
So love and light to you both, and if either of you want to come on Access All Areas, reach out Yasmin. Let's get J-Lo on the phone. Get yourself down, isn't it, J-Lo?
Guys, I'm so sorry though, we're going from a split to a split, because we're going to talk about obviously in the wake of Molly and Tommy splitting last week, which I know you spoke about at length. Molly and Tommy called it quits last Wednesday, we found out. But there was someone on Vinted, I don't know if you've seen this, it was a viral story this week. Someone was selling something on Vinted, and someone was buying it, and they said, when is it going to be sent out? And they were chasing them up. And this Vinted seller said she couldn't sell it. She couldn't send it at this point because she was feeling really distraught because of the split. And she was really, it had really affected her mental health. So she said, sorry for the inconvenience. I'm going to be taking time out of Vinted to deal with Molly and Tommy's situation. I am distraught. I didn't expect it to happen this week. She then says it's really affected her mental health and she couldn't send the item.
Shut up. Is this a joke? Sorry, darling, if you're listening. Like, love ya. Fucking hell. Send the parcel out, love.
But you know, for their kind of real fans who followed that relationship since Love Island, I reckon some of the youngsters, they must really be affected in the respect that they've seen this big breakup and thought, oh my god, is that going to happen with me and my boyfriend? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? And I hear what you're saying, but we've got to weigh things up in life. And I hate the term snowflakes. I think it's a bit derogatory, but there are certain shit happens in life.
Yeah,
we've gone through a pandemic. There's a cost of living crisis. Yeah. Shit happens, but
there's,
you know,
wars.
What?
There's people dying, Kim.
You have to wake up. You slap your moisturiser on. Yeah. Put a comb through your hair. Shit, get life's shit and tough sometimes. 100%. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. I'm terribly sad about Tommy and Molly, obviously.
Yeah.
But we can't be taking time off work for this.
I know.
Wait, what?
I mean, that's our fucking job. I'm out of work. If I don't sit here talking about showbiz news, all good and bad.
Yeah, we're fucked.
But I think many people agreed with you. I think a lot of people were like, nah, this isn't on. Come on. Like,
it's too
much.
I feel like on Vinted as well. What I see time and time again is people making like outlandish excuses for the reason that they can't send the package. And they're probably just hung out their arse hungover.
It's bullshit.
And they're hanging out of bed and they're just looking at the newspapers going, what can I blame today?
It's so true. It's so true.
So, Miss Vinted, get yourself up the post office.
Yeah.
I think you should upgrade it from if it was second class to first class. I would even, as an apology, go recorded delivery.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, and go, there's your whatever you've bought.
Yeah. It was a t-shirt 100%. With bubble letter writing reading Angel Baby, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
So hopefully she has it now. Hopefully she has it. Well,
maybe it's
girl.
In a Red Royal Mail van driving around.
As we speak.
As we speak. Guys. Get
fingers
in touch
crossed.
And let us know. Lottie, I think we've got time for one more, my lovely.
No problem. Well, what I want to talk to you about, I was going to talk about a split, but we'll leave it out. Mm. So, Married at First Sight is coming back to the UK. It's the UK version. I love the Australian version, right? But
same.
The UK version is so good as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, just before I got here, the first couple to be on it have been announced, right? But what I love about this, and it's gone absolutely viral, is, you know, obviously they don't know who they're marrying, do they? So the bride's walking down the aisle to meet her groom for the first time. And before she gets there, he slips in some false teeth. And I mean, they're horrendous. Like, they are false teeth like you've never seen before. Like,
stop.
Big buck teeth gaps. He turns around.
So he puts fake teeth in and they're bucked with gaps.
Bucked with gaps. Like, when you
so
see
you're
it,
paying for fake teeth that are gapped and bucked. If that's what
I
God gave you.
I love him.
But I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, if that's what, embrace what God gave you. But if you're going to go and buy something, like, I get caned. Like, people tear me a new arsehole for my teeth. But I'm like, yeah, if you go and buy a brand new car, I don't go into the show and go, can you kick the shit out of the bumper, knock that fucking mirror off, keep the side of it, but I'm going to pay you full price for a brand new car.
He wanted to do it for the reaction. He wanted to do it for the reaction.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, Bobby. I was like, how is he not getting that?
So it's been
a prank. So you thought he went out and got some new veneers
and I wanted to call
gaps.
Him up and talk to him about teeth.
This
okay.
is even better than the video. I love it.
So it was a joke.
It was a joke. So she's never seen him before, has she? So when she's walking up the aisle, she was thinking, oh my God, what is that? But when he turned around, she gets to the altar and he keeps it going for so long. And you think, poor girl, you know, it must be nerve-wracking doing that in the first place.
Yeah.
But then, not to say it's anything wrong with it, but these teeth, I mean, they look incredibly fake. Like, they're horrendous. But
I mean, I know
what was her face like?
Oh God, please watch. It
really?
Was just something mortified. You know when
together.
Someone's kind of trying to laugh, but also is absolutely horrified. It was very much like that. But
see, I know it's kind of completely gone over my head, that whole segment. But I am
Bobby
going
really
to say,
that's the highlight of my day.
And I've never been married. God open, who knows? What will be, who said that? Doris Day, que sera, sera.
Yeah.
But I just think there's a time and a place for things.
Yeah.
And I don't want shits and giggles at the aisle when I'm putting a ring on
but
your
that's
finger.
What I mean.
Especially your first time meeting.
First
as well.
Time I meet you and I'm going to
so
make
bad.
That, I've got a terrible set of railings and go, fucking funny that, wouldn't it?
Well, he said he did it because he wanted to see if she had a bit of a, you sense know, of sense of humour. But
nah,
you wouldn't,
forget
would
it,
you?
I'd walk out.
He'd never marry Bobby anyway.
Yeah, but
I would be all July. Uber on the way out. Sorry, I'm sure you're lovely, but you're not for me.
Bobby is triggered by bad teeth.
I am a bit triggered.
I can tell. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much,
thanks,
Lottie.
Guys.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to getting you back in here with all this. She always brings the tea.
She always brings
she?
The tea.
Love
always.
It.
Always.
So, guys, there's plenty more where that come from, you know. This is it's a tea party.
Isn't it?
That's, we should call this the tea party
I know.
Because we're
Alice
always.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. I think it's copyrighted.
Is it, damn it?
So we'll just call it something else. So guys, we're going to take a little break. So we will see you in two. And then we're going to be joined for a lovely little exclusive. I think it's his first face-to-face chat since getting out of the video. I know he's done an article.
He's done an article. But
first
we have
radio.
It here in the flesh.
In the flesh. See you in two. And we're back with Ruben. Ta-da.
Access All Areas continues next. Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuck boy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google app stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
One in five people in the UK are disabled, and it's not always visible. So if we've made ourselves at home in priority spaces on the bus or train, surrounded by our shopping bags or bikes, we could be making it harder for the people who need that space more than us. So let's not forget about the people we share our journeys with, and keep priority spaces clear for others. Remember, it's everyone's journey.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Have you grabbed your passes? We're accessing every area.
Oh, yeah.
We are joined in the studio, pretty fresh out of the villa. We've got Mr. Ruben. How are you, fella?
Oh, I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Thank you for coming on to Access All Areas.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
How is, I mean, I'm sure everyone's asking you this, but how's life? Because what are you, 2 weeks post-show?
Probably about three weeks or so.
How's life? Crazy?
Oh, it's manic. It's crazy, chaotic. It's just so much.
I'd imagine it's like event after event after event, is it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think coming out, for myself, I think sort of the first week or so, I was sort of at home for sort of personal reasons. But outside of that, since sort of coming on from that, it's just sort of one thing after another. And it is quite full on.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's... Excuse me, guys. Choking on my veneers now. It's all this talk of tea. Just choked on 24 veneers. So, Rubes, one of my go-to questions, and it's going to kind of lead in quite nice to this, if I say so myself. It's a lovely little seg. So, I like to always ask people, what's going on in the DMs? Because I know it's like when you've been on a TV show, you're literally overnight, and especially Love Island, because when I joined Terry like 13, maybe 14 years ago, even though it was a week ahead, I still had a phone, even though I had to wait a week for an episode. You guys land at Malaga. You give your phone to a producer. Yeah. You go into this villa, and then however long you last, you've got no kind of concept of what's going on. So talk me through that. You leave the villa, you get your iPhone, other brand, Samsung. I don't know what he's got. I'm just saying iPhone. It ain't an ad by Apple, but get in touch.
Yeah.
So you get that back, you turn it on. what's going on? What's social saying?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So for me, I didn't have that much of a big social media presence before I went in. And I'd say as soon as I come out, so for example, my base phone was just, because I have my before this now, obviously, I had my notifications off on my social medias and stuff.
Wow.
I
was like, you'd have to for your mental health.
Yeah, yeah. And stuff like that. But in terms of coming out, so it was just all text. And I think it kind of summarizes how I am really, just in life in general. My phone did blow up initially, but it wasn't like, when I first looked at my phone, it was just friends, family, like close friends, close family.
Nice.
All my football, my football team group chat, old football team group chat, nice. Old managers sort of come in. And then I went onto the social media and it was
talk to me about socials mental. Because my little seg into this was, I always talk DMs. It's a Bobby question. I always say what's going down in the DMs because it's not just gay guys get it, girls get it, and even straight men get it.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised the amount of dick pics that fly about in DMs. Has anyone sent you a dick pic, Ruben?
No.
Have you been sent a tit? What have
no,
you been
I
sent?
I haven't been sent any, you've had nothing. Any nudity. And thank you very much, guys, for not sending me
I'm
that.
Surprised. A good looking
Bobby,
gaze are like
Bobby's
you.
Bobby's fishing to see if you've opened his message. He's like, have you seen any dick pics by any chance?
Have you seen that little schlong? When I say little, I don't mean little. So you've had no tit, no dick, no nothing.
Yeah, no nudity, luckily.
That's good. We don't encourage that.
I think for me, in terms of coming out, it's just been a lot of overwhelming support. For me, it was just so lovely to see because I'm normally quite a private person. Mm. So to go on that, it puts me very much out of my comfort zone. And in terms of putting yourself on a platform, putting yourself in a spotlight. Mm-hmm. So to have that sort of overwhelming support was actually it was such a nice feeling and sort of people sort of just slight and even the people that know me just saying you were just you on there.
That's what you want.
You know what I mean?
Now I've literally, no pun intended, I've stuck the tip in. I thought I'll start with a dick pic question. But obviously anyone that's not living under a rock knows that you've just broken up with Grace.
Yes, yeah.
Mm.
Can you talk to me? Because this is your first interview.
Yes, yeah.
Post, like on radio. Because you've done a press on, but you've not done like TV or radio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Talk me through that. What was it your decision? Who called this on?
It was quite a mutual decision. I think I can't speak for Grace. I can't take words out of her mouth. Mm. But I can definitely talk from my perspective. Long story short, before I went into the villa, me and my family had been caring for my granddad, who'd recently got diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Mm.
And so before we went in, that was before I went in. And then this obviously came up, Love Island stuff, spoke with my family. They were like, go for it. It's a once in a lifetime experience. My granddad was like, get on that show.
Love his heart.
Honestly, it was amazing. So went on. I've actually got a few things I could tell you about the show. I'll tell you in a minute, like with my granddad as well. It's so cool. And so went on the show, and I kind of went in not knowing what was going on with my granddad and stuff. But like obviously with the show, they support in terms of like having that sort of two-way information. I can't talk to them at the outside, but in terms of if something was to happen.
They would let you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then I came out. Luckily, I had at least a week or so with him. I had like sort of 3-4 days where it was sweet before it unfortunately went really downhill, and then he had unfortunately passed. So when I'd come out, I had sort of dealing with that and also dealing with adapting to this
whole new
environment
and
stuff like that. And then also Grace was very busy. She's got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
She is shining. She's killing it.
She is.
And it was just didn't cross you, we didn't have the time and all that kind of stuff. So
do you feel like you drifted apart then when you came out, because you both went different ways? You went home to deal with your home life, and then she was kind of out and about and doing her thing.
Yeah, you could say so. But like, yeah, with both of us, so even with myself, she was so supportive all throughout it, which I can commend her. Like, that's the thing, I'd have a bad word to say about the woman. Okay. Everything I've said before, I stand by it. You know what I mean? 100%.
And that's always the best way to have a breakup,
totally.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Go, do you know what? And it very rarely happens, you know what I mean? Because someone's normally been a tosser and done something terrible, like cheated on you or
100%.
Something, and it's a kick in the veneers. But something like that, it's just kind of, it's not going to work. But the night you left the villa, Did you, was there ever a part of you that thought, because obviously distance is always going to be
a
myth.
Yeah.
Did you pack your little suitcase up and do you think this could be a fucking tough ride trying to make this work? Or did you go out thinking we're on unicorns and we're going to make it
you
work?
You know what? We're both overthinkers. That's one thing I can say for sure.
Me too. Yeah.
So I think the main thing for me to deal with in there was just my whole mindset going in there was just treat every day as it's your last. Focus on today and don't think about ahead. Because that's how I view life. I always try and view it as focus on today. Because when I start thinking ahead, I have my future plan in mind, but what am I doing day to day to get there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you can drive yourself insane.
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. So, and I've had it before, even with my football and stuff like that. So my whole thing now is just day to day. So when we come out and we were sort of, so we had a sort of week still out there after. Mm. And oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing.
So you actually had 3 weeks together as a couple outside of the villa before you split.
Yeah.
And you had a few pictures of Grace on your social media, but you've since deleted them.
Yes, I have.
Is there a reason that you delete them if you split amicably?
I just think probably just considering the situation, just the sort of best thing to do. And also there's a lot of confusion with the people who are following us and supporting us and stuff. So even for example, today I put the article up on my social media literally saying we've split from my perspective and people are still messaging me saying, oh, are you guys still together? Or like, what's going on? I'm like, it's there in black and
white.
Type of thing. But in terms of that, I just thought sort of considering the situation, just the appropriate thing. Nothing more than that, to be honest.
Right.
No, because like, we've been talking, like we're still friends. We've been talking since, we still talk and stuff. So it's not, it's not as if it's anything, crazy, no. I think. Yeah. And obviously with the media, but like, that's why we love showbiz, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything gets, like, we want a bit of that. So it all kind all of, that. Yeah.
Because exactly. A situation like yours and Grace's, because I always think from having relationship on reality TV and stuff, it's a double-edged sword because there's nothing sadder, I think, than when something breaks up when no one's done anything wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that almost, I mean, it is always a fucking bitch. If something terrible's happened. But sometimes the saddest breakups are when there's no hate. Do you know what I mean? Like, we just can't make this work. So taking Grace out, and I know this is still fresh, she's literally just posted about it today. Mm-hmm. But she's never been there. If he was in that villa now, who else would have caught your eye? If Grace was never there, it would have been a bit of you. Because you look like a boy that's done all right in life when it comes to the girls. You are a good-looking lad.
Well, one thing I can say for sure is, first of all, everyone in that villa is stunning.
Yeah, they're all beautiful.
Boys, girls, regardless. Well, I don't know if they showed on the show, but I was everybody's hype man. I was going around saying, girls, you're looking nice today. Even Josh, every time Josh would buy, I'd be like, Josh, you're a hunky man. Like, giving it everything. But no, like, obviously everyone's stunning in there. So it's like, as far, for me, it's more about how you are as a person and stuff like that. I'm quite a bit more like sort of below the surface. Yeah. But It would depend who I kind of got on with. And I think it would have to, I can't really say, because it would have to be, I'd have to see, because I was sort of friendly with all the girls in there, whereas I didn't really approach it romantically, because I'm very much a one-woman type guy. So when I initially came in, went through Uma, that didn't work out, and then started talking to Grace, and she blew me away, and then it was like, bang. So it's difficult.
Literally.
But like, it's difficult because I'm quite a romantic, you know, I'm very passionate in how I am. So it's kind of, I would need to see what it was like more on the romantic level. But don't get me wrong, everyone's stunning in there.
I mean, I'm on the other bus, but they're beautiful girls,
they're all stunning.
I would. But,
even the men, you can say it.
Don't tell my wife.
It's Love Island.
But there are some beautiful men out there.
It's Love Island for a reason. I was sitting there thinking, I'm looking around and I'm going, bloody hell, I must be fit if I'm surrounded by, if I'm
Ropes.
In cahoots with all these people.
You're a soul. Now, talking about being blown away, I want to quickly ask something, which I think back in the day people spoke about more, but I think now we don't see the smoking side of things. And I'm not going to ask if you, because it's no one's business. But in terms of that kind of, let's say, the intimate nature, it used to be a big thing that production would give out condoms to cast. Like, if they knew that you, if you was having a lucky night, they'd be like, right, there's a Johnny, go and have a lovely time. What's that kind of conversation, like, especially the kind of environment we live in now with, like, the whole, everything has to be, like, covering everyone's, but, like, there has to be the whole, like, is it like looking to camera going, I consent, I agree, here's a Johnny, have a good time?
I think it's in terms of like, well, even as before stated, it's very clearly stated when you go in and stuff, like everything has to be consensual, be mutual and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think in terms of like, when you get in there, you, after a day or so, you forget about the cameras.
But if you was in bed, say with Grace, or I wouldn't have been in bed with Grace, obviously. I'm more likely to be in bed with you, Rose. I know you wouldn't have liked that. Thank you. But if things was going to be jiggy-jiggy between us, does there have to be a single moment where you go, just almost for the channel and productions, does there have to be a vocal?
Or do you like stick your thumb up? Like my boyfriend said to me, I heard that they have to give a thumbs up to the camera when they're about to get jiggy, so they'll turn away.
Oh gosh, you know what? I'm not sure, and to be honest, I wasn't getting to it in there. So maybe if I was, I could tell you. But I'm not actually too sure, to be honest. I'd assume. I think because there's the sort of that you're always being watched. I think I'm assuming they can kind of gauge the situation. You're always mic'd up. It's like constant surveillance. So assuming there'll be some sort of, they'll be able to see.
And of course, because everything's always watched and it's a TV show at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, just because of it shows how in like the last 10, 15 years, that TV's changed, and not even just TV, just the world. I've had the Me Too thing. Like everyone has to cover their arse in so many ways now. I wondered in terms of production, if they almost just, even if it's an insurance sounds like I'm, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean? Like, because you kind of have to almost.
Yeah, but sort of leading on for it. But like, I'm not going to, I like that. But like, I think it's so good that, like, in terms of pushing everything forward, in terms of all that, because you look at reality TV 10 years ago, you go watch some of the episodes,
it was savage.
And you're thinking, very savage. That would not sort of cross the line today.
So true. And very different show
I grew up watching reality TV. Yeah. Like, in terms of me and my sister, we'd sit there and watch it and... Look,
what shows did you used to watch, Robes? What reality shows?
Oh, God.
He's fishing.
But you're saying, well, I know when I started out on TV 13, 14 years ago, what we was doing then wouldn't wash now.
No, definitely not.
And that's nothing against TV. Life has changed. And I don't think that's even just TV, I think.
Just in general.
And as we should, I think how it's education, we know what's acceptable, what's not, whether it's terminology. We have to make these changes. And 100%. I think it's such an important medium, TV. Like, kind of detouring a little bit. You know, like, there used to be this thing, like, when there was two men dancing together on Strictly, people got the arse out about it. But if we can't teach the next generation that that's not, they're not two aliens, like, it's just two men having a little dance.
Exactly.
And that's going to be your reality in your life. There are actually men out there that do like men. They ain't hurting anyone. But I think that's how we learn, like, combating racism, homophobia. Yeah, if we can't get that into people's living rooms, how are we ever going to...
change anything?
Yeah, 100%. And that's how I felt sort of coming on as well. Like, in terms of... I didn't want to pretend to be someone that I'm not. I wanted to be... Look, and a lot of people will see me and they'll assume, oh, okay, I have a certain image and stuff like that, like when they look at me physically. But look, I'm myself, I'm very confident, I'm very sure in who I am. And the main thing, I wanted to make, like, show people, you can be yourself, you can be positive vibes, have fun, and not be pressured by... Because it is quite an intense environment, especially to act a certain way, to look cool.
So true.
I just wanted to be myself. And you either like me or you hate me.
You
know what I mean? And I'd like to at least show, like, well, I was in there and I was myself and I was goofy. I know what I'm like. I'm goofy. I could be cringy at times, but
was real, and that's what's important.
And at the end of the day, look who I walked out with.
Exactly.
So you want to go first?
I think we're going to ask the same question, to be honest. But just one last question. Speaking of Grace again. She was seen with Omar, and she was coupled up with him before, when she was in the villa as well, right? Before you.
Afterwards,
she has been like around on TikTok. I've seen a few videos and they've been dancing and getting a bit close. Do you think that they'll get together now that she's single?
I don't know.
No.
I can't talk on her behalf, to be honest. Yeah.
Did you ever see a spark in between them or anything?
Oh no, well, from what I've seen, I see them sort of, they're good friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think, well, yeah, they're good friends. I don't know if there's anything more than that, but like, I think in terms of sort of previous actions in social media and stuff like that, I just think a lot of things get blown out of proportion. So
Your piss if they did get together, Robes? Because it's never nice seeing an ex move on, especially when it's someone that you've also lived with. It's such a shit weird world that you guys are in, because things do end, and that's no, I love, obviously, but
because
you live with these people, you build friendships, you then have relationships, and if something don't work out to then, especially because now being in the public eye and that you have to look at you, because we all have devices that you turn your phone on in the morning and you could potentially see your ex-girlfriend cracking on with one of the boys that you've lived with. How would that feel to you, that if they do get together, do you think he would call you up and go, look, we're going to give it a go? Would you get the heads up, or will you find out in the Daily Mail?
Honestly,
other papers are available. Daily Mail is good. We love the Daily Mail.
Let's just
sponsored by Ellen.
Shout out Cody at the Daily Mail as well.
We love you, Coach.
We do indeed.
Article today. honestly, I'm a big bundle ball of positive energy. Like, I wish Grace nothing but the best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever makes her happy, you do your thing. I'll do mine. I like Omar. He's a cool guy. Everyone on that show, I liked. You know what I mean? And had respect for and liked. So
what was the vibes with Joey after you got with Grace? Because obviously he was her ex.
Yeah, I think there's 24 hours in a day.
Right.
You know? I think me and Joey, we got along. We did get along, but the thing about it is, you're on the show to have opinions, mm-hmm. and there were certain things which I just personally disagreed with him on.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I feel comfortable airing disagreements and stuff. And I think it was just nothing more than us just airing our opinions and airing our thoughts. I think outside of that, because even like now, he's probably living the life of Riley.
Yeah, he is. I'm watching his socials.
You know what I mean? Like, he's probably living the life of Riley I hope we cross paths, because we actually, it wasn't shown as much, but we did have a lot in common and stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're in an intense environment. There's a lot there. So
it's a pressure cooker.
A pressure cooker. Yeah. So when you have these disagreements, sometimes it can just
blow us.
You know what I mean?
Taking Joey out of it, but just that situation. I just wonder what, because literally I could speak to you the whole show, but I've got another guest lined up, so I've got to keep it moving, But so taking Joey out of it, but just as a show format, putting a celebrity in, how did that feel for, as a show, do you feel that kind of upset the apple cart a little bit? Did it throw the balance off? Like, did you all think, fuck?
Oh, for me personally...
And you can keep it 100.
For me personally, I couldn't give two...
No, because some people did though, didn't they?
Yeah. Like, I think in terms of... Well, as a Love Island fan, maybe that's a different story. But in terms of me actually going in there, I couldn't... Because it's whoever. Once you go in there, it doesn't matter who you are, your status, whatever.
Yeah.
You're just people. Mm. And at the end of the day, and that's what was... That's why, for example, with Joey and Jesse, that's why I liked their partnership, because Jesse was bringing the Joey out of him rather than... Like, everyone's looking at him, Joey, yes, but Jesse was bringing just the normal Joey out of him, you know?
Yeah.
But in terms of that... Like, when I'm in there, I couldn't care less who you are, what you are. I'm me. I'm here to have a good time and get to know everyone and hopefully find love.
But was there ever a chat, like, whether it's around the fire pit? Or obviously, you're in there 24 hours a day. Mm. We all know, like, when you live and breathe TV, that they've got to cut down 24 hours to, like, 42 minutes by the time you're throwing you in. So, of course, not if it's going to make it. So there's got to be certain conversations. Did anyone ever go, not even just the boys, maybe the girls, did you think, fuck, is at least guaranteed the final? Is Joey Essex is a celebrity?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Being in that environment, it like, well, I don't know for the others, but for me, because I came in and it was like straight away the Uma and Will situation. Then the next day, yeah. two people yeah. went. So for me and Josh, we walked in and it was like, anything can happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't really speak for the other, but for me, I was like, anyone and any who could go. Like,
yeah.
yeah, I think the only two people that I was just convinced would never is Kieran and Nicole, because they are just perfect.
Did you not expect them to win? I expected them to win.
It's Love Island.
What? I'm so confused.
But for me, obviously, I had to back my boy Josh.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
But yeah, no, like, yeah, it's just so good. I can't lie. I just had such a good time, such a ball.
Would you go back on the All Stars one? If they ask.
Hey, well, look.
He's single now.
He's available.
He said it not me.
And he's got no dicks or tits in the DM, so he's ready, ITV. Oh, hook yeah. him up. Now, obviously, you've lived with these people, so this is not picking a favourite. It's just logistically because you've yeah. lived and breathed with these yeah, people. Yeah. Out of everyone, who is going to make it? You know, like, you can count on one hand, like, the actual couples that married, kids, yeah, mortgage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who from your series is going to be about in 10 years, still married, 15 kids?
So, I don't know. From my perspective, I think Kieran and Nicole are literally, like, made for each other. They tried yeah. to go opposite direction. It's like, bang.
Yeah, magnets.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, who we got? We got Josh and Mimi. I think they're good. I think yeah. they're really good. I still talk to Josh.
They look good together.
Yeah, yeah, they look good together. I am Jomie's number one stan. You'll see me in all the comments on all the things. I'm literally their biggest fan. I'm Aww. Josh's yeah, biggest fan. I'm Mimi's biggest fan. I'm both their biggest fan. I'm their number one cheerleader. So, yeah, no, they're great. Like, they're great. I genuinely hope they go on, just like Kieran and Nicole. Even Sean and Matilda. A lot of people, I don't get why everyone's like Sean and Matilda, because, like, when you're in there, but I suppose because yeah. they don't show anything, when you're in there, God, they're yeah. just...
Really?
Like,
honestly, but unless that goes to screen, people don't yeah.
Like, all the couples towards the back end of it,
yeah.
genuinely, right. like all genuine connections. Whatever happens, regardless, whether it's like life or whether coming back and adapting, yeah. but they are all genuine
to
connections.
To get that far in a Even journey like that, Jessica, together, like, something has to.
Yeah.
But being that yin to yang and pinks and troughs, that's who you think's gonna last. Final question: Who do you think? Again, there's no personal attachment to it. Who will be the next couple to break up?
Oh. Well, you know what? I don't really
Apart
know.
From you.
But maybe we have to go with the public vote, because
yes. yeah.
so far I think they got it right.
Yeah.
Public always are right.
Yeah. They know what's what.
Nah,
absolutely.
But, yeah. Oh, gosh. I actually couldn't even tell you. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go with the public on this one. Whoever was next after us or whatever.
Well, so, Graves, I think we have done some Same. Good media training.
I know.
Honestly, thank you so much for coming in, mate. An absolute
honestly,
pleasure.
Thank you. You two are absolute gems, and
You're
also
so
I'm a Bennifer lover as well, and that is also sad.
I know, we're all gossip.
We're grieving.
It's like breakup season. What's
it
going
is.
On with Molly Mae Tommy as
What's
well?
What's your thoughts on Molly and Tommy before we go to the next ad?
I'm devastated, but like, because I was when you were talking earlier, I was one of the people growing up watching them on the show and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, especially now being in the environment and stuff, being in the scene now,
yeah.
Everyone has their reasons, so you know what I mean.
You see a different side when you're in it.
It's a different side, so obviously everyone's going to have their opinions, but it's the main thing is just what happens between them two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you guys are listening, I wish you all love and peace.
Yeah. Oh, love and peace.
And to Bambi. That's the number
Positive
one. But like
vibes.
You say,
Bring
opinions are like arseholes. Everyone has one. Rubes, thank you so much. An absolute pleasure to have
Likewise.
You. Best of luck with everything. We'll
thank
get you back
much.
In soon. Yeah. Take care,
awesome,
mate.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Guys, we're going to take a little break. We'll see you in Cheer. Two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio. What the hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuckboy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, And I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
It's time to access every single area.
Oh, and we've got our next...
You ain't got any areas I want to access, Miss Ellen. I love you, but it's a no. So that sounds shady, but I think we know what time it is. Anyway, enough about my sexuality. We've just been joined by the legend, Kitty from Drag Race. Kitty, how are you, girl?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. It's
You're so welcome.
Lovely to be here. It's lovely to be here in real life, because when I've done you before, I've always been on Zoom.
You've done me on Zoom.
Yeah. So it's nice to be here in real life, in the flesh, you know.
You're real.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it though. Like when they were like, oh, you can do everything, I was like, I want to become in, I want to, you get a better vibe in real life, you know.
It's like real, it's like, Pull nub or sex. Yeah. You've been pull nubbing me. And now we're going for
balls to the wall.
That's balls to the wall and balls deep, Kits. Anyway, that's took a turn. Right, so Kits just told us about the little 10-mile run. Let's go straight in with the marathon
10-mile
chat.
Run. Oh, honestly, I've had like, it's been like a complete like lifestyle 180. It's absolutely mad. I started with the PT last year and I love him so much. And so I was just like, I can do this. And I've been like on my little fitness journey, my calorie deficit. And then Jeremy Joseph, who runs Heaven Nightclub in London, he was like, would you ever do the marathon? And I was like, okay, yeah, why not? I'm like, I'm a yes person.
Oh my God.
I can do it.
You're a girl that can't say no.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. And so I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Thinking like, I've never ran, I can't run a bath, you know, I can't do any of it. So I was like, okay, sure, if you can train me. And now I've got my first half marathon next weekend, the big half, 1st of September, 13.1 miles.
But you'll piece that, because you've just done 10 miles before coming into this interview.
I know.
I love that she's like, I've just done 10 miles.
Yeah. And I'm like, who am I? Because this was never me before. I was always like, I couldn't do any of it.
How many miles is a half marathon there?
13.1.
What? You'll piss that.
Yeah. And like today, they were like, okay, do you think you could do another like 3.1? And I was like, easy. Easy peasy.
You do that before.
I could do it now. Exactly. Yeah. I could go. I'm good. I'm good for it. Oh,
the only thing I ever got up and down on a Wednesday of 10 of was Benson and Edges. I don't smoke now, but I think I've barely done a mile in my life. I'd love just the one thing, but like you say about PT, like for me, kind of it was, I won't go that, but a bit of a game changer for me, kind of finding, because I was late to the party. Yeah. All the boys at school was like going up White Hart Lane or West Ham. I was going with Ryland. Do you know what I mean? It's a shock kicking you up her chair. I never lived. I was the boy that I remember doing PE. I cried because I got my football boots muddy.
Stop it, Bobby.
I blame the OCD for it, but I was cleaning them.
Yeah. That is so sweet.
I thought, no, I'm going with Ryland. They're going football. But I think because I've never been part of that sporty, or like aerial part of that. I was never part of that world. So when it's good for the mental health.
Yeah, completely, completely. And it like clears my mind. I love swimming anyway, so I would swim anyway. But now
I love
a
swim.
Swimming every day, I love it. And I'm just like, it's just so good for you, for your mental health. If you're having like a day of it and you're like, I'm so like, oh, all the things. It's like, I know I can go for a run. I can go for a swim.
There's a difference. So I can go to the gym and I can do a swim, but I don't think I could run up. I mean, I've got a fucked up knee or what's happened, but I don't think I could, like, for me, I'd love to put headphones in and just run and go.
That's it. And do you know what I found is the biggest thing is like running with other people. That has been like a game. Oh my God, because I just talk. And like,
you
know me,
I love
a chat. So I'm just there like, oh my God, have you seen this about her? Oh my God. Like the whole way around. The whole, like, it was like an hour and 40 minutes this morning. I was like, chatting the whole way.
What do you go round? Is it like Kelly Holmes going round?
Well, that's what I go like in my head.
But
I'm
no,
like,
is that what you run around the track, or are you literally running 10 miles like, only in 25?
Like round the streets and everything. Like we went around Hyde Park, and then it was like, oh, that's not far enough, so we'll go like down to Hammersmith, like back past like.
So you're just doing laps like of a school field.
No, I'd get so bored if it was that.
Yeah, boring. Fair play to you. So like all this fitness now, it must be a walk in the park when you're going back doing Drag Race.
I know. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Back to RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh my God.
She's back.
Are you excited?
So excited. So, but what I find so weird is we filmed it so long ago, and like I'd started my health and fitness journey, but like viewing it back now, I'm like, oh my God, it's like watching a different person.
Really?
Like seeing myself there, I'm like, it's always different. Like when you watch it back and you're like, I don't remember it like that, you know, like, because it's from a different perspective. It's from like the camera's point of view compared to like the version in my head that like I've made up.
Yeah.
The DeLulu life, it chose me.
I get what you're saying.
Yes. So it's weird anyway, watching it back, but then like actually like reliving it and thinking like, oh my God, I look like a completely different person. Like I was 3 stone down then, and now I'm 7 stone down. So it's like,
worlds apart.
Do you feel like a different person too?
Completely, like completely. Yeah. Like it's wild. I stopped drinking and everything.
What?
I'm like, it's mad. But Drag Race, that's what I'm here to talk about. Oh my God.
Let's talk. How's Ru doing? How's that bitch? I love her.
Oh my God.
I wish she's fucking. She's a ledge.
Yeah.
She needs a knighthood.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can we knighthood American people?
We should.
We'll bring it in.
Let's do it.
In the fold.
Exactly.
Get Meghan Markle on the phone.
It's only right, yeah.
Let the Americans in, I say.
But no, it's been amazing. And like, it's just so great to watch it all back, and it was so much fun. It was so fun. Everyone's always like, would you ever go back to Drag Race? And like, for the longest time, I was like, I don't know, because like, I had such a good time doing Drag Race UK, and it was like, I don't know, like, will lightning strike twice? You know, it's like, I don't want to go back and like ruin like what fun I had. And like, it's all that thing of like, especially being like a competition, and it's like people are being sent home. It's like, well, this could damage my career. Like, what if I'm like, and like this week's episode, it's like when elimination starts, so it's like,
we love
it. Am I going to be the first one to get the chop? Who knows? It's like, but also, oh my God, I'm like, don't worry about your questions. I can just go.
No, because I've got to ask it because I can, you've hit the nail on the head, and I so get that when people talk about would you return to things. Like, and you kind of sometimes want to park things.
Yeah.
Because I've seen things as like chapters in books.
Yeah. Exactly.
Evolving and growth. Yeah. But I'm intrigued because because I put myself in your situation whilst I'm writing my questions, even a professional, because I could kind of, I don't know if this is like crazy say, I could answer this in two ways, but do you think it was harder the first time round because you didn't 100%. Know what to expect? Or is it harder the second time because there's something to lose?
Well,
fucking Einstein.
Oh my God. Oh,
get me, who do you have to be to get it? But what am I, a Philosopher's Stone? Good question, eh?
That's a really good question. I think easier getting ready the second time, because also when I was getting ready the first time, we were in COVID, we were in lockdown. All the shops were shut.
Still wearing masks and gloves.
Exactly, it's like PPE. all that crap that we can leave in the past, thank God. So that was hard. And also, like, it was my first like TV job, you know? So I was like, I had no idea going into it. Yeah. Going back, I was like, I know what to expect now, because I've done Drag Race, I've done other TV stuff, you know, it's like I've been round the park.
Yeah.
I know I've been round the block.
We've
even
heard.
But what made it so hard this time was like, so there's 12 queens from all over the world, 10 of them were finalists on their season.
Fuck, that's precious.
And it's like, compared to like every other All Stars, it's like, oh my God, the level is so high.
Did you find that high. Hard? Like that level?
And also, here's the tea, I hadn't watched hardly any of them. So it was like going in, and everyone's watched Drag Race UK. I know like that's so bad. Yeah. But so everyone's like, oh my God, Kitty. And I'm like, Hi,
hon.
Hey, babe. Hi, darling. You look nice, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know
that
trick.
And then also, because they're like, oh, okay, like, they all like, have the jump on us. I'm like, I've not got any idea, like, what you do or what you do. Wow. But it's like, oh, my God. But I knew, like, the level was going to be harder, but it was amazing.
So do they get your British humour then?
Well, do you know what I found this week? So also, like, in the first episode, as like one of the like breaking the ice things, I'm here like, right, let's play Shag, Marry, Kill. I would do, and like, I remember everyone being like, oh, I don't want to kill anyone, I don't want to kill. And I was like, no, but it's a game. So you're like,
Shag, Marry, Kill.
And the amount of people being like, why do you want to kill her? I'm like, oh, you've never played Shag, Marry, Kill, hun. You've never lived. It's
Are they too sensitive? I find Australians are a bit insensitive.
Oh, no, the Australians, they love it.
They love it.
Yeah. When I lived in, maybe it's the people living in Perth, but I've gone just dragging a whole country.
It's the Australians.
But when I was doing like the dry humour thing, they didn't like it. I was thinking maybe Americans are a bit like
I think Americans, I think like, the thing is, I think as a country and a community, the British sense of humour is so dry. And I think, but also I think that's what makes us. I think that's what makes like British like people and the sense of humour so incredible. So that's what I really wanted to show, like going on to Global. I was like, right, I'm the only UK queen here. I need to show what we do and we do best. And it's the humour for me.
What's your thoughts as the only UK queen and just in general, and obviously from the UK, on the completely, this is our home, our manor. But when you watch other drag races, like for me, I mean, I'm 21. I don't know how old you are. I'm 21.
Maybe I'm 72.
So for me, though, like, and I don't say this in a derogatory way, but there's certain countries that are famous for having centres of drag queens and things, which would quite clearly be a geezer that had been down whatever supermarket, high chain shop, whacked on a dress, like a cheap Halloween wig, and like, shit, Claire's, except no shade, Claire's. You ain't got a sponsorship of your own. There goes mine. But you know what I mean? Don't know about contour and beauty blenders, but it was, that's what I knew when I grew up, because I'm of that age. That's what a drag queen was to me. Oh, it was a geezer with every legs.
The blue eyeshadow, like the white, and then the black, like pencil eyebrows.
And then America gets out of the Uber. Fuck me, it's Beyonce.
Oh my God, honestly.
Stunning. But drag has come a long way.
Honestly, I could talk all night, but I've overrun.
Time.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Love, you're all right, darling. Best of luck with Marathon. We'll get you back after. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Miss Ellen.
Thank you, Bobby.
And we'll see you next Wednesday. Ta-da.
Bye.